Today, the Heard Museum is launching the first in a series of exhibitions that'll take place over the next 5 years and push the museum farther in a new direction. It's the opening of Maria Hupfield, 9 Years Towards the Sun, and it'll be the first of 5 solo exhibitions the museum will do featuring Indigenous women and women-identifying artists. It's the most contemporary exhibition the museum has ever done in its 90-year history, according to fine arts curator Aaron Joyce. Our co-host Lauren Gilger went to the Heard yesterday for a preview.
Maria Hupfield is a conceptual performance artist from Canada of Anishinaabe descent. And this exhibition effectively blows up the traditional museum space and experience that many people might be used to when they visit the Heard. Walk in and you're greeted by a video on loop of Hupfield wearing a gray felt hood on her head that's adorned with a spiral of silver tin jingles.
So it's something that's kind of seems a little supernatural, perhaps, but when I put that on, you kind of feel transformed. And in the video, what you're seeing is me just like shaking my head, no, 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 and then nodding, yes, yes, yes. And just it goes through that, cycles through that, and then it repeats in reverse. So then you're seeing this other kind of like unnatural movements of the jingles and the sound.
I met Hupfield, as well as the Heard's fine arts curator, Aaron Joyce, at the exhibition yesterday to talk more about it and the new direction it represents for the museum.
So I'm a sculptor and I make objects and then I activate them in live performance. So one of the things that Aaron and I talked about right away was wanting, when people came into the space, that we would announce this is a space for bodies. It's not just objects that are on display. So you're seeing things, you're seeing the materiality, you're seeing this row of 2x4s along one wall. You're looking and seeing a video of me using this industrial felt canoe and moving it around a well. And then in the center of the gallery is this incredible platform that has a series of structures. And on each structure are different items that I've worn, some of my creations that I've activated in various performances.
Yeah. Walk us through a few of these. So what you do often is create kind of felt recreations of objects or clothes or things like that. Like you mentioned the canoe here. Why is that?
Well, I started working with industrial felt through sound. So I was using jingles, tin jingles, and this had this idea that I wanted to embody sound, and I made these boots. So when I started to work with the material, of course, then I started to make replicas of certain items. And then from there, it opened up, and I just started to use my own thoughts and combining things. So one of the latest objects that I have here, it's called a coin coif. A coif being what you would wear underneath the helmet for a suit of armor. And it's decorated with individual little $1 coins that have the Sacagawea coin on them. So you can kind of hear there's over 500 of them, so $500.
Okay, so Aaron, I want to turn to you. This is part of a larger project here at the Heard, and the first, right, in a long series in which you're going to be focusing on exhibitions by Indigenous women artists like Maria. Why go in this direction? Why highlight these particular artists?
Well, I think it's kind of multi-pronged because you're looking at the sort of the art world in the United States, and you know, it's 2019, we've come a long way in terms of women's equity and equality in this country, but not as far as we probably should go, and we need to go much further. And you have, you know, statistics coming out from the National Museum of the Woman, and it's something like 78% of solo shows in the United States still go to men and to men identifying artists. And how about half of that go to white male artists? And so one motivation in doing this series is making space for women and women identifying artists, and not just as a group show that you can sort of like lump it all together and then check that box, but looking at how, you know, we can give a very focused space and moment to one woman or one woman identifying artist at a time. And I think Maria is, you know, I'm so honored that she's decided to go on this journey with us and be the first one in that lineup. And it's, you know, also looking at, you know, bringing this really contemporary work to a space like the Heard. I mean, I think this is probably the most contemporary show we've ever done. And, you know, it'll be a process of, you know, some of our more staid visitors, you know, figuring out how to navigate work like this. And then, you know, some new visitors that'll be really drawn to the museum that maybe have never been here before, but they see work like this and they gravitate toward it.
And I know you and I have talked about this before, but it seems like a very purposeful direction that the Hurt is going in, trying to do things that are pushing the boundaries a little bit and changing that definition.
Absolutely. This month is actually the Hurt Museum's 90th anniversary. So it's December 26th, 90 years ago is when we first opened our doors. And we've kind of been thinking, like, how do we celebrate that? How do we celebrate this big landmark in our history as an institution? And I think instead of looking 90 years backward, we've been sort of thinking of this idea of looking 90 years forward and looking to the future. And what are these young artists doing? And what are they bringing to the table? And how are they pushing the dialogue and moving the needle, not only for their work and their practice, but also in conversation with their individual cultural heritages and sort of the global contemporary art world? And so it's really, you know, it's part of that narrative of, like, where are we going? We've seen where we've been. Where's the museum going in the future?
Maria, when you were approached about this and being the first in this series, I mean, what was your reaction? Have you done exhibitions like this with museums like this?
Well, my reaction, first of all, was yes, of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. And no hesitation, primarily because this is the Hurt. So it's a museum that has a history of working and representing and working with Native American people. So, of course, women would be the ones who you would bring to the forefront in the Native communities, because we're the ones who are raising the children. We're the ones who are the makers in the community, the knowledge carriers. We're the ones who are really at the forefront of innovation, technology, all of these things historically. And so if we're looking at a lot of communities that may be either matriarchal or matrilineal, it's a very different kind of experience than thinking about a dominant society that is patriarchal, right? So of course, absolutely. Every chance, definitely. I'm surprised I don't see more of that. I'd like to see more of that. I'd like to see absolutely more writing, more shows. There's never enough.
Okay, so the last thing I kind of want to end with is a little bit more technical, I guess, but it's the way in which you probably have both worked together to present this, right? So this is like, it's interactive in a way. You're not giving pieces of art hung on a wall. You're inside, you're outside, you're upstairs, you're downstairs, it's video, it's document. Give us a sense of the experience of this that you would love for people to discover as they go through.
I mean, I just wanted to be involved with the kind of exhibition where if I walked in, I would be thinking, like, what does that do? And kind of imagining different possibilities around it. So that was kind of my goal. And when I come in here as the artist, you know, I feel like I want to walk up to something and try it on, or seeing something like, oh, even though I've used it a number of times, maybe I'm seeing it in a different way. And I'm like, oh, now I'm seeing it this way. Now I want to try something totally new with it. So I'm hoping that the public will come in. I suspect they may not feel like they get it, but there might be something that stays with them and they might come back to it, or they might make other associations with things that are also in the museum.
We've sort of all been talking about, like, what is this show about? What is this show about? And this show is about Maria. This is about her and her work and her perspective and her body and putting herself in this space and her knowledge in this space. And, you know, I think it's, what I hope people come away from this show, number one, is seeing this as part of that continuum of culture, that it's not so very different from, you know, what people in her culture have done historically and ancestrally, you know, but that it's doing it in maybe a new way, just through her perspective and the materials that she chooses to use. And so it's part of a conversation that's ongoing. And, you know, we were talking earlier about, like, oral history traditions, and she's just telling the same story in a different way with different tools.
Thank you both so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was our co-host Lauren Gilger speaking with conceptual performance artist Maria Hupfield and the Hurt Museum's fine arts curator Aaron Joyce. Hupfield's new exhibit, 9 Years Towards the Sun, opens today.